time for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here. I'm all giddy because my old pal Damien Farrelly is in the studio. Morning, Damien. You having a sup of tea?
Morning, Trina. Yeah, I'm giddy because I'm on tea number four. Anybody else? It needs about three to get going.
I have about 10 cups a day at least, don't I, in here?
Yeah, we do.
And you're responsible for making at least six of them.
Sometimes you're a tea adulterer. You make tea sometimes for yourself. I'll always come back with a pair of them.
Yeah, you will now, in fairness to you. I'm a bit selfish in that regard.
Well, I don't know how you... Do you know what? You might as well just drink water because it's as pale as a ghost.
Well, listen, if you're going to complain about my tea, you can make your own. What do you have for news from the net today?
I'll tell you what I have, and you might know a bit about this too. Gwyneth Paltrow in news during the week. She's this wellness roadshow, right? And it promotes her Goop lifestyle brand. It's headed for London. There was huge success in the States with it, but two nights to take part in this roadshow is £4,500 now.
Oh, what a bargain.
So
basically Goop, right, Damien, just to fill you in, because a lot of ladies will know about this, it's a website that she launched there a few years ago.
It's like something you'd suffer from, though, isn't it?
It is.
I have the Goop.
But it's just, she was going on talking about things that happen after you have a baby and all this kind of thing, or things that are good for your skin. And she's made something like 200 million on this website in the last few years.
So she's tapping into something. There's obviously a demand for it, though, but she's saying that it includes wellness workshops, unlimited organic food, facials, and a beauty gift bag as well. Now, it's
sold out. Well worth £4,500 then.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, credit you. What do you want? I'm going to the Goop Road Show. Do you know what I mean?
To get a facial for £4,500.
But people are saying it's way too much money. So much so, the Sunday session's now been... So before you part with your big money, right, there's a Sunday session and you can get it from anywhere between 30 and 100 quids.
So can you imagine if you went and you bought a £4,500 ticket and then you found out your next door neighbour got one for 30 quid?
Yeah, you'd actually get the Goop.
What else is going to be at this roadshow?
Aura reading, right, where they're going to take your picture with a camera that illuminates the normally invisible electromagnetic field around the body. And apparently these colours tell you about your personality. They say what you're like, if you're good, bad or indifferent. Do you
right,
know what I mean?
Okay. I remember actually she was promoting letting a bee sting your face to get rid of any kind of pimples or scarring. And then a lady did it and died.
She was probably allergic to it. If I get stung by a bee or a wasp, like, you don't do that.
Don't do it. Just as Gwyneth Paltrow tells you to, don't do it.
What's worse is you pay to get stung by a bee. Do you know what I mean? Run
it's
out
all
the garden.
A bit wacky though, isn't it?
It is crazy. Now, the next sentence, quite bizarre, but I'm going to read it. Her watermelon juice claims to ignite your creative energy in and outside the bedroom.
Oh, good luck. Well, it didn't work for her marriage, did it? That ended. With Chris Martin, I know she remarried, but still.
Now, at one stage, they were promoting £90 stickers made from the same material as NASA spacesuits, right? So she's put a lot of work into this, that you stick to your arm to rebalance. Hang on, I'm going to say this properly. Just rubbing the side of my temples to rebalance the energy in your body.
And 90 quid for that?
Yeah.
That sticker. She is having a laugh. Surely.
Yeah, she is.
What else do you have for us, Damien?
I'll tell you, there's a right way and a wrong way to walk in your dog. Morning, if you're out for the early morning walk. I find it's a great time now to walk the dog. You're up before anybody's out. Try to beat the kids getting up.
Well, so I do that on a Sunday. I'm obviously here on a Saturday, but on a Sunday, I love it. And you really feel brilliant for the day then.
Yeah. No sneaky leaving the poo on the path. I'm watching. Because at this hour of the morning, bring the bag, just because no one's around, pick it up anyway.
Why would you leave that?
Well, it's minging. The kids, not often, but the odd time when they're out the back, they might come in. And to clean a runner with it. Oh, it's disgusting. I won't talk about it because people are having the breakfast. But thousands of dog owners are injuring themselves. They're walking their dog wrongly, right? Fractures, dislocations, degloving where the skin is kind of pulled off your hand. And very common injuries can require plastic surgery like that. So one thing you should never do is wrap the lead around your wrist. Do you ever do that?
I do it every day.
Really?
I actually do it every day.
And you have a big dog. You have a Labrador.
I have a Labrador. Sometimes I need control. And I feel like by having it wrapped around the hand, I have more control.
You don't know the dog's strength. If it saw a cat or something, you have the lead around your wrist.
Yeah.
It kind of gets startled, goes to bolt away. You could get knocked over.
And I'm dragged down the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yeah,
crazy,
you're right.
But you can get hurt seriously. Or your hands or your fingers are out like that. But a sudden jolt from the dog, you could really get hurt. You honestly could. So watch that one. And you should also never hook your fingers under their collar. You know the way... Oh,
when they
stop.
Try to run out, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Because you could pull... I saw a photograph of a lady who was degloved, as you say.
Yeah.
The entire skin came off her finger. So
oh
all
God.
You could see was bone and... Oh,
and it requires plastic surgery to fix that. So you think, oh, I'm only out for the walk with the old dog. But just be careful how you do it.
Thanks, Damien.
All right.
When are you back?
Tomorrow, Classic Hits Sunday. We've got some great prizes to give away. Nile Rodgers tickets, of course, all weekend on Classic Hits. So we'll see you 11 to 2 tomorrow for Classic Hits Sunday.
Cheers, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.